Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Renee Davis and Cheryl Dye, the women of Moose. Welcome to KEDM. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Corey. It's a pleasure.
Glad y'all are here. And first of all, let's start with this, because there are people out there that don't know. What are the Women of Moose?
The Women of the Moose are part of Moose International and are affiliated with the Loyal Order of Moose. And we are an international organization. We have over 1 million members. We are men and women dedicated to the caring of the young and the old, serving communities, and celebrating life.
So a community service organization, much like the Shriners or the Knights of Columbus or whatever, but a different flavor and variety. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Cheryl. How long have you been with the Women of Moose?
I have been a Woman of the Moose for 12 years.
And Renee Davis is here as well. Renee, you're the junior graduate regent. How long have you been around with the Moose?
I've been around for 3 years, Corey.
And talk to me about locally, you guys are in West Monroe?
Correct.
That's correct.
And you have people, I guess, from all over North Louisiana who are members of the local chapter. How many folks locally are involved in the Moose organization?
We have about 140 members at our lodge in West Monroe.
So a good group of folks, and you're dedicated to community service. You're having an event coming up that's important, especially for everybody out there that has a child.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what's about to happen.
We are sponsoring and performing a free child ID event. Now, what that means is we weigh, measure, fingerprint, and video your child or an elderly person that may have a tendency to wander off, and we put that on a CD and give it to the parent or guardian. We also recommend that a lock of hair gets put in with the CD. Then, should your loved one go missing for any reason, doesn't matter, you can contact the police, because all they have to do is put that CD in the car, in the computer, and the Amber Alert goes out nationwide.
And Renee, I guess then the police have fingerprints, and those don't change as you get older. They've got a hair, so they've got DNA.
Yes.
And so it gives police and authorities something maybe to work back on if they have to.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, so many times people are caught off guard and something does happen to a loved one and none of that information's on file readily available. And if it's already stored away on a CD, put in a safe place in your home, or they are advancing to where if I may have a third computer there that I can put it on someone's smartphone if they so choose and want to have it available, so that the information can get out. While you're distraught and the person's missing, you'll be able to at least get the information out, because the first 48 hours of someone missing is a very critical time.
So, Cheryl, a lot of children go missing every year. Do you have any idea how many kids go missing in the United States each year that something like this could help?
I don't specifically. However, Moose works with another charity called Safe Surfing. And their mission is, of course, to help protect children and teach them to use the computer safely. In other words, keep out of chat rooms and all different kinds of things the way predators can find them. So we partner with Safe Surfing and make the service available.
Yeah, Corey, we actually get the computers from the Safe Surfing organization. Moose purchases them, and that helps keep Safe Surfing out there funded to help. But we have the computers. We'll have three at this event. to do the ID on. And then none of the information is saved on the computer. Once it's burned to that CD, it's erased. So the family doesn't have to worry about the information getting out.
The event is a free child ID event, and you also have a service available for seniors who might maybe have Alzheimer's and might take off wandering around, and and so that's a neat thing. When can folks take part in this free child ID event?
It is on Saturday, October 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it is at our West Monroe Moose Lodge, which is at 1875 New Natchitoches Road in West Monroe.
What else is right there, a landmark by the Moose Lodge, in case folks don't see the giant sign that says
Well
Moose
Road.
Lodge? Well Road.
We're right off Well Road.
So right off Well Road. Also, in addition to the Child ID event, you tell me you have another thing coming up on October the 26th.
On October 26th, we're having a Halloween party for children of all ages. There is no charge. So come on down for that in your costumes.
This is Renee Davis and Cheryl Dye, the Women of Moose in West Monroe. And ladies, once again, the Child ID event is coming up on what day?
October 7th.
And what time?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And if somebody out there wanted to find out more information, is there somebody they can call or contact to find out more?
They can contact either one of us, Corey. My phone number is 458-6804. Cheryl's phone number is 381-3466. And we also have a Facebook page that is West Monroe Moose Lodge 1723.
West Monroe Moose Lodge 1723. If you can't remember all that, you can find it on our website at kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Corey Crow. Don't forget about KEDM's Policy and a Pint. Now, we had our live event last Tuesday night. Tonight, you get a chance to hear what the public and our community education leaders and our community business leaders had to say about our topic, workforce development. That's all coming up tonight at 6 here on KEDM Public Radio. We take a look at what the hot jobs are, what's needed, and what we're doing to get ready for people to get them out into our Northeast Louisiana workforce. That's Policy in a Pint tonight at 6 on KEDM Public Radio.